Thank you very much, Linda, for sitting with me today. I was looking at you introducing all the great features of F-150 Lightning. I can tell you must be very proud of it. But if you have to name a few, what are you most proud of about this electric version of America's favorite pickup truck?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's America's favorite truck, so we have a very high bar. And it's important for us to make sure we deliver on that promise that F-150 has with durability and capability and making sure that we deliver that built Ford tough promise. So that's the first thing I'm very proud of for the truck is that it does that. But secondly, it's also, in a way, an and solution for our customer. It does everything that a gas truck would do, like towing and hauling with up to 10,000 pounds of towing and 2,000 pounds of payload. But in addition to that, it's elevated with electrification features that only electrification can bring. So, for example, we have a great feature in this truck that leverages the battery that's being used not just for propulsion, but also as electricity for our customers with ProPower on board to give them that functionality of using this as a generator on wheels or in a home situation if you have power outage like many times homes do with storms. This truck provides that backup power for the home autonomously in a way. So that's another really wonderful feature that I love about this product. And I think my favorite is really the Mega Power Frunk, which is our front trunk. Because you don't have an engine, you have all that wonderful space. And with it, it gives our customers the best of both worlds.
Ford F-Series is not only the best-selling vehicle line in the States for decades, but also an icon of American culture. So it's going electric is quite symbolic. How do you see the significance and what drives Ford to take such a bold step towards an electric future?
That's a great question. And I think that goes hand in hand with our Ford strategy. Electrification is super important for us, and we have a very dedicated business toward really expanding electrification. By 2030, we're planning to have 50% of our vehicles be electric. So it was very important for us to make sure that we hit iconic vehicles with electrification. F-150, like you said, best-selling vehicle in North America for 45 years. It's a big position and big shoes to fill in a way for this truck to build off of. And we wanted to be able to do that so that we can showcase to our customers that these are brands that they can trust and nameplates that they can trust and know that they're going to get really great products.
And let them know this is a future, right? This is a very important transition of the whole auto industry in the States and also critical to President Biden's efforts to fight climate change and to embrace a new energy economy. That's why he visited a Ford plant in Michigan. I remember after a test drive of F-150 Lightning, he said this sucker is quick. So he must be very impressed by your work.
Yes, he came to visit us at the plant, and I got a chance to show him the vehicle as well as attend the test track event. And he was very happy with our progress. And I think part of it is because we are building on such a great foundation for a product that customers can adopt and that they can feel comfortable adopting. And that transition, that will help that transition that you just mentioned from a product perspective. And then as this progresses, we'll also have, you know, the infrastructure that goes with it. So those are both really important pieces of getting to, from a climate sustainability perspective.
Indeed. But it can be a lot harder to impress the F-150 loyalists, to convince them switch from gas because, you know, they like so much about the masculinity of gas-powered pickup trucks. They like the sound of the engine, which shows strength. They like, the feeling of toughness when off-roading. So how could you convince them that the electric version is just as good, if not better, than the gas version they are used to?
Yeah, you definitely have to convince them that it's better. And that's really what we built this truck on. You talk about the performance of the vehicle. The EVs offer great performance. This vehicle, with standard dual motors providing 4x4 all the time, really is part of what's behind the instant torque of 775 foot-pounds of that instant torque. That is super important for the acceleration and just the ability for it to go. Couple that with our extended range battery, and it's 563 horsepower of performance, getting you 0 to 60 in mid 4 seconds. I think that's one of the things that will definitely help that transition, is that ride and drive and that experience in the vehicle for our truck. It's interesting because I've met a lot of people that have worked on the truck that are very much hardcore gas F-150 customers or truck customers in general, and they'll say, oh, I'm never going to switch. I love my truck. They've gotten in this truck and they have orders, and some of them even have their truck coming to them very soon. So I think, you know, the experience with the truck will really change their hearts and minds in a way.
But you're also facing a lot of competitors. How would you convince the consumers to go with F-150 Lightning instead of, let's say, Tesla's Cybertruck?
Well, I think one of the keys is we're here with the truck, and there's nobody out there right now that's offering a full-size pickup at especially this price. And our volumes in a way, right? There's some niche products out there, and there's some niche products out there with, you know, very high price tags. And then in addition to that, there's some concepts, but we haven't seen those out yet. So I think we're in a really good position of being able to offer this truck to those that want it now or very soon.
So what are the major technology bottlenecks that are stalling the EV revolution?
Well, I think some of it is just the adoption, right? The need for the adoption and meeting that customer need. And I think some of it is also the familiarity with the product. I don't think from a technology perspective that there's anything necessarily holding this back. I think it's on the right path. But a lot of it will come with a lot of the growth in EVs will come with infrastructure and also come with customer demand.
On the core EV technology front, is China getting ahead of the U.S. right now?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of really great technologies here, and we can see that there's a lot of good progression here in terms of the product. So it is a global world right now, and I'm sure we'll see what's going to happen in the future.
Do you think the supply chain disruption experienced by American auto industry is making it more complicated?
We have a really great team that manages supply chain for us and ensures that we're getting the parts that we need to be able to build parts, the vehicles. I mean, supply shortage is definitely something that is out there that's a global concern right now, but the Ford team is doing a great job in terms of managing it and making sure that it's not impacting as much as in certain areas.
You came from China to the States when you
Yes.
were 8 years old,
Yes.
and you are now the chief engineer of F-150 in Ford. That's quite an achievement. You went a long way. But as an Asian female, have you ever felt like you have to deal with or overcome some sort of stereotype when climbing the career ladder in a male-dominated industry?
You know, Ford has been a great company for me to work at, and I personally have not experienced that. I think, you know, even in school, I had a lot of really great friends that were males and females, and I tried to not think of myself in terms of just being a female or just being, you know, any category per se. But the fact that, you know, we're working with a great team of very diverse team members that bring a really great truck together, and our sole focus is really on making a great product and making sure that we have a great team environment where everybody's contributions are taken very seriously. And that diversity in thought is something that we actually value very much, because I think that helps us a lot with producing a truck that makes a great product for different customers with different needs.